Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
With me in studio today to bring us some good news. How are you?
I'm great, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad at all. I was absolutely delighted to see one of the houses in my own hometown feature on this.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong?
Yes, sail, Andrea, did you ever think about living on an island, a remote island, I suppose?
On my own, no.
No, I like company as well.
Yeah.
But some people do enjoy their own company more often than not these
days. God, no.
But this article this morning caught my eye. It was really interesting. It's about islands that are for sale, I suppose, or properties on kind of remote private islands that are for sale around Ireland. And it started off talking about John Lennon, who actually bought an island way back in 1967 in Ireland. And he ended up selling it in the end. Mm. But currently there are a few islands that are up for sale with private properties.
Like, if you're bougie enough to want to own your own island,
yeah, well,
this
like
is for you.
With house prices obviously on the rise and different things like that, you could get a whole island and a house for some of the prices that you see in Dublin.
Yeah, then you've got to get back to the mainland.
Honestly.
Anyway, give me the good news.
So Inishcora Island in Clew Bay in County Mayo, there's a house, a property, a 10-acre island with a property on it with views over Clew Bay, a two-bedroom house. It's 10 minutes by boat from Roy Pier in Newport, County Mayo. And they say the unsurpassable views of Clew Bay and Crowpatrick are what is the biggest kind of feature, the biggest offer. Coming in at $650,000 for your own island isn't awful.
For a two-bed house, on the plus side, though, apparently it will allow sheep graze.
Oh yeah, well, do you know what? You
that's a positive.
If that's a positive as well. Inish Samer up in Malchi in Ballyshannon.
Yeah. No, look, I'm very familiar with this.
Home, Andrea, and just live on a private island like Enya.
Yeah.
So this is actually retailing at $299,000, which isn't awful either. It has a private floating jetty.
Yeah.
So a private floating jetty to get back across, allowing the property to be accessed by the mainland. And there are river views as well coming around the property. The home extends kind of up to 219 square metres.
It's a big house.
It looks really nice. And do you know what? I might be tempted to go up to Ballyshannon.
You might move to Ballyshannon.
I know. Well, they'd look after me, wouldn't they?
Yeah. There's islands in Galway and Tip as well, all included.
Yeah, Tipperary, yeah. Lochdurg, Lake House on the Cameron Island. This is on the pricier side at $950,000. A fine three-bedroom house on the lakefront. Get there 5 minutes by boat. Again, all these have the caveat that you have to get there by boat.
Yeah. Well, so now you have to buy the boat.
That's it as well. But I just thought I was on boat this morning out in Howth at Ireland's Eye.
Mm.
And we have so much private islands, Shirkin Island, all these. And it's like, it's interesting to see all these
maybe
kind of
someone
different
might consider it.
Recluse places coming back to life.
The other thing you're going to tell us about today, I love to hear about people's really regimented morning routines.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
How do you start your morning, Andrea?
How do I start my morning? I never eat in the morning.
Yeah, I'd be a bit like that myself.
I would drink about a pint of water, though.
I think that's actually very good for you, apparently, from what
I hear. It's my one decent habit.
Well, apparently a shower and a coffee is the best way to start
really?
The day, according to this research out today. It's done by one poll, and they've been kind of asking people how they spend their mornings, what's the best way, what do they find best. And a shower and coffee is best, but the survey found that 8 in 10 people stick to the same morning routine. They don't do anything differently.
Oh, mine never varies.
Yeah, it's just up and at them, straight in the door.
Straight on.
And I suppose
Joe Lynam or Shane, depending how early I'm up, they're on. I'll usually wake to either of them.
Yeah, well, 34% of people who responded to the poll say that they also get up immediately when the first alarm goes off.
Oh, God,
and
no.
That helps them.
Are you
a snoozer?
Oh, yeah. I'd
have I wouldn't put you down for that, Andrea.
Yeah.
No,
I used to be when I used to do the early shifts, but
yeah, I'm one and up now. And
I
sometimes even this morning I was in early and I was like risking it by putting almost one on as well. But I trust myself that I'm going to jump out of the bed when it goes off.
And I build in about 5 minutes to scroll on the phone to see what's going on in the world. before I get out of bed.
That's also another thing people kind of have spoken about. But also another debate that people are having is whether they shower in the morning. And like, some people are showering at night before. But I think in the place, in the industry that we work in, it wakes us up.
Yeah, I have to. It's a total psychological thing as well. Yeah. You know, even if I'm not working or whatever, I'm still every day in the morning.
No, it's just a good one. It's funny how we become creatures of habit and different things like that. But to keep people, I suppose, on the straight and narrow, maybe try the shower and the coffee. Might perk your day up.
I'm sure some of our listeners are excited about this. In a perfect world,
in a perfect world. Did you ever want to be on Gogglebox?
No. I could think of nothing worse.
You'd be given out to the telly.
You would be very good at that.
I don't think people would. I think my language maybe had some things going on the telly at the moment. Love Island and whatnot, rolling my eyes. but yes, Gogglebox, after 10 years on the air now in Ireland, which is huge, because it's one of those it's one of those shows that is very easy watch and people come back to again and again because they love the families and they love the different people on the show. But they are on the lookout for new cast members. So they're looking for a tight-knit group of friends in their 20s that could be kind of, I suppose, living up in Dublin or living in a city like Galway or something like that, that are watching telly together every evening, or a new family that are sitting on the sofa with their mom and dad and maybe even an aunt and uncle or a granny and granddad. So if you are out there and were ever tempted, now a friend of mine did it for years back in Leash and they loved it.
Really?
Yeah, and they just said it was so gas to get to sit down and actually watch telly with their parents again. Like,
but I think it's mad that people want to sit down to watch the people watch telly.
Oh yeah, well, do you know what?
It's the concept of it I find bizarre.
I always thought it was kind of a bit niche and a bit naff, and but then I actually started to enjoy it, and I love the celebrity one as well, because you get an insight into what people think about the shows that you love as well.
The other thing I loved, the other good story for us this week, we really are a nation of great outdoor lovers.
Yeah, well, actually, Gen Z lead the pack in this, Andrea. 83% of 18 to 29 year olds are in favour of going camping for a holiday.
Are you a camping fan?
At Electric Picnic.
Yeah, you're a kind of a bougie camping fan.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but I actually camped for my first time at a festival last year at Altogether Now, because you know me, Leash, born and bred, I get to go home at Electric Picnic. Yeah. So I've done camping before as kind of a two-night stay. I did it on an island, would you believe, up near Athlone, on that lake. And I did enjoy the experience, but I wouldn't go so far to say as I swap it for my holiday.
Oh, I definitely don't love it. I mean, I've done it, but I don't love it. Far from it.
Yeah, and it's grand. But like, more and more you see these kind of Irish influencers, different people sending out like kind of, I don't know, retreats and stuff.
Yeah, now, teepees and all this kind of stuff, that's not camping.
That's not camping,
No, like totally different.
You have to be roughing it, going and getting the dock leaf and stuff like that.
When you do Electric Picnic and you camp a two-man tent in Gen Pop, that's camping.
It. Absolutely, Andrea.
Yeah, this is my other reason to be happy this week.
You're just out, Eric. Don't go down anything stupid.
Not me. I'm just going to stand back and watch her all go off.
Yes, Kin returns to a screen next year.
Delighted about this.
Finally confirmed.
Because there had been some stalling in this. It hadn't been confirmed at all.
So it was the collapse of the Canadian co-producer Prawn Studios, who were producing the series in 2021, Series 1, and 2023, Series 2. But the Kinsella family will return to RTE screens in the next year, I think it is. So currently House of Juno, which is one of the co-founders, Charlie Cox, is in the show. Kin, he's one of the characters. They're producing the third season, so hopefully we'll see it hitting our screens. RTE obviously released their kind of upcoming schedule, and Kin was very much a part of that.
Brilliant.
It's close to the Kinsella family, who are involved in Gangland Crying here in Dublin. But yeah, a very good watch, and I think it's on some streaming service. I'm not sure if it's Netflix or something at the moment.
I think it is back on maybe the RTE player.
Definitely you can get it on the RTE player. But yeah, if you want to go back and watch it before it comes to our screens, do indeed.
I like to do that as a kind of a refresher.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cathal O'Sullivan, just when you mention Altogether Now, are you going again this year?
I am indeed.
Yeah. Well, I'm going along and the gang here at News Talk, and we're all on stage in the Go Loud Lounge, and we'd love you to come along and join us. We're going to be chatting to our own courts correspondent, Frank Graney, about covering some of the country's, you know, largest court cases. I'm going to be stuck in the middle of a double header ding dong between the Dubs and the Colchis.
Oh, brilliant.
You're going to love that. And then myself and Shane Coleman are hosting the Strangers Quiz. So if you're going along this August bank holiday weekend, do drop by to the Go Loud Lounge across the weekend, because we would love to see you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.